It is now time for Locker Room Chat with Frankfort Girls Head Basketball Coach Brian Ebert after a couple of games from this past week. And Coach, starting off with your Friday win against Waubunsee, 48-44. You guys win your third straight Waubunsee tournament. Just want to get your thoughts on that one.
Well, I thought, you know, early on our girls were a little bit tensed up maybe. We were just not playing very well. The flow of the game, we were real choppy. So, but we kind of made some adjustments on defense and kind of snapped us out of it, and we were able to claw back into it and then get a lead. And once we got a lead, I felt like our kids settled down and were able to play and played pretty well in the overtime game or overtime part of it.
And then Hattie Gross, she had 26 points in this one. Was there some point in the game where you just kind of said, just give her the ball and let her do her thing?
At certain times, yeah. But Hattie does a good job of creating your own shot, so that definitely helps her.
And then you guys were able to follow that up with a tough matchup on Tuesday. It was a 44-41 loss against Valley Heights at home. And Coach, this was a battle all the way to the end. It was low scoring in the first quarter. High scoring in the first quarter, low scoring in the second quarter. Both teams did well offensively in the third, and then the fourth quarter, tough time for you guys offensively with just 6 points, a couple of field goals. But overall, I mean, you guys battled hard, and just want to get your thoughts on this one.
Well, it's a good team. You know, I don't think our kids should hang their heads. You know, they're ranked in 2A, and told them that before, that they're going to get their best effort. And, you know, I thought we played, not great, but we played pretty well up until the third quarter, you know, taking a lead, 1 point lead into the fourth, and we just did not execute offensively very well at all in the fourth quarter. And, you know, I give them credit, you know, they played well defensively, and we got to figure a few things out on how to attack certain defenses. So, yeah, it's a work in progress, and, you know, it's not fun to get beat, but it also brings you maybe back to reality, and then it also shows there's things that you need to work on. And honestly, we don't want to necessarily be playing our best basketball right now anyway. We want to be playing really good at the end of February, at the beginning of March.
Very true. And, Coach, after the game, you told me that in terms of the physicality, you were not on the right side of that battle. What are some things that you're hoping to try to adjust to be able to win some of those battles down low?
Well, the big thing is try to get our post players to be a little bit more physical on post position, not necessarily defensively. Well, a little bit defensively, but just getting a good post-up position offensively and getting where we can catch the ball and try to score inside. I think that would help a little bit of the pressure out on the post or on the guard area, because our guard's getting a lot of pressure right now. But it's a two-way street. Our post got to post up stronger, but our guard's got to throw it into the post too. So definitely that's one thing that we got to work on, and we got to execute better down the stretch with those two things.
And now you guys take on a Blue Valley Randolph team coming up on the 18th. With a little bit of time to kind of breathe and exhale and kind of take this one in fully from your game on Tuesday. But this is a Blue Valley Randolph team that has had struggles this season in terms of their play versus Twin Valley League teams. But overall, what are some things that you like in this matchup versus the Rams?
Well, I think, you know, we have maybe the advantage at the guard position, but as far as post, I mean, they got two big post players inside. You know, both are like 5'10 or 5'11, and I got, you know, size. Like, they're strong, well-built girls. Like, you know, you can't move them. So we're definitely going to have to, like we did last night, we're going to have to match some physicality because they'll be physical with us. But hopefully our guards can get at their guards and maybe turn them over a little bit. But, you know, it's definitely not easy in this league. You think, you know, the league may be down a little bit, and it just – proves to you that this is a very tough league, and it is good year in and year out.
Very, very true. Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Appreciate it. And that will be it for us for doing these for the 2023 portion of your schedule. We'll pick this back up where we leave it off in the new year. Coach, I want to wish you a Merry Christmas as well, and best of luck coming up here on the 18th.
Well, Merry Christmas to you, and I appreciate all you do, Jared.
That was Frankfort Girls Head Basketball Coach Brian Ebert here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, and First National Bank of Frankfort.